This is our tapping session all about beliefs that you might have about sleeping well. So if you've found yourself having downloaded this program and you're using EFT tapping to become a better sleeper, I always really like to ask, what is it that you tell yourself about the way you currently sleep? Beliefs are those messages that we tell ourselves in our mind that can often become quite strong driving forces in our life, and we then might seek evidence to keep confirming those beliefs. So some common ones, these are listed in your workbook if you would like to grab a highlighter and actually work through and see which ones actually work for you or that you genuinely and honestly say that you do believe, can include things like, oh, I can catch up on lost sleep on the weekend. So sometimes people will say that to themselves. Others will say, I only need a few hours of sleep a night. When we actually do know, research shows we genuinely need somewhere between 7 and 9 hours for a range of different health implications and outcomes, not just waking up and feeling refreshed, but certainly for the body to do lots of repair and restoration. People have beliefs that they need sleeping pills or medications or other aids to sleep well. There's other beliefs that might include, it's normal to have trouble sleeping after, you can insert whatever the reason is. It might be after I have a baby, as you get older, when different things in your life are happening. So again, another belief that you may tell yourself about sleeping well. Sometimes people do believe substances such as alcohol might help them sleep better, when we do know it may appear as that, but the full cycle of sleep may not actually occur for you at night. There might be beliefs around working and efficiency and sacrificing sleep, and maybe not just for work, but perhaps to not miss out on watching that show. That type of FOMO might get in the road. We will get to some behaviors later, but there could be beliefs around that. So what beliefs do you have about sleeping well? Why is it that you may not be a good sleeper right now in your life? What are the reasons that you tell yourself? Make a note of that in your workbook, because that is actually what you can do tapping on. You can then say to yourself, even though I have this belief, ask yourself, how do you feel about that type of belief or that reason? So I'm going to pick one belief to show you how this works. You can repeat these phrases after me, and once you have the hang of it, you can work through your own specific beliefs in order to have an impact on the sleep quality and duration that you get every night. So let's pick one just to see how this goes. What about that belief of, I'm a poor sleeper, I'm a light sleeper, and noise easily wakes me up? That's a really common one. People tell themselves the story that, oh, well, I'm just a light sleeper. That doesn't have to be the case. So if you do tell yourself, I'm just a light sleeper, how does that make you feel? Do you feel exhausted, tired? Is this something you would like to change? Are you cranky with the person in your house who isn't a light sleeper and can sleep through the baby crying, the garbage truck outside, the sirens going past in the night? How do you feel about people that can sleep like that who aren't light sleepers? Now, any feelings or thoughts that come to mind as I ask these questions, absolutely write them down. They can be used for your tapping statements. But let's just do some tapping now on being a light sleeper and how that might make you feel. So following along, tapping on the side of your hand point and repeating after me. Even though I have this belief that I'm a light sleeper, everything wakes me up. What if I could change this? Even though I truly believe I'm a light sleeper, because that's all I've ever known, I accept this is what I tell myself. even though I feel, you insert the feeling, because I'm a light sleeper. I accept this is how I feel. Now come up to the eyebrow point and repeat after me. This belief that I tell myself. Side of the eye. This belief about being a light sleeper. Under the eye. I tell myself I'm a light sleeper. Under the nose. This is the only thing I've ever known. Crease of the chin. I'm such a light sleeper. Collarbone. I can't imagine not sleeping lightly. Under the arm. I need to be a light sleeper because, see what comes to mind. Top of the head. This belief that I'm a light sleeper. Now just take a comfortable breath because I want you to tune in and listen to what it is that may be standing out to you there. When you really think about being a light sleeper, how does it make you feel? Can you even imagine not being a light sleeper? With belief work in EFT tapping, we like to rate it out of 10. So you may be familiar with tapping or seen in the workbook that we work with a subjective units of distress scale. So 0 to 10, 10 being the strongest, 0 being I feel calm or neutral. And that works really, really well when we're talking about feelings. So if you feel cranky or angry that you're a light sleeper and your partner isn't, then tap on the feeling of anger and rate that out of 10. When you're working with a belief, it may be that you're rating the strength of the belief. So 10 out of 10 would be, I can't imagine not believing this. And 0 would be, that's not a belief that I believe in at all. So same type of rating, but it'll be about how strong does this feel to me about a belief. So if we do another round of tapping on this belief around I'm a light sleeper, I'll start to introduce some ideas that you could be something different. And this is where you may actually become aware of perhaps the reasons you need to stay being a light sleeper. So come back to the eyebrow point and repeat after me. I'm such a light sleeper. Side of the eye. This is the only thing I've ever known. Under the eye. I've always been a light sleeper. Under the nose. What if I slept more deeply? On the crease of the chin. What if I was a deep sleeper? Collarbone. What would that mean? Under the arm. What if I wasn't a light sleeper and I slept deeply every night? Top of the head. What would it mean if I didn't wake up easily? Pause for a moment. Even if you need to do another round on those ideas of what if I slept really deeply and didn't wake up whenever there was a sound, what would that mean? See what ideas come to mind. You may become aware of why you need to be a light sleeper. If you have times in your life where you think back where you've slept well and you haven't been a light sleeper forever, where might that have changed? Was there a reason to become a light sleeper? Having children and babies is often a reason that women will talk about, almost biologically being in tune with the sound of their baby, and it was a habit they got into that perhaps they never came out of when their child started to sleep through the night. Are there other reasons? Why would you need to be a light sleeper? So beliefs can certainly have reasons that they stay. And then we certainly will look for evidence through confirmation bias in our lives to keep that belief alive so that we can continue to believe in it. So I encourage you out of this tapping session to think more about what you tell yourself about being a good sleeper. And if it's the opposite, you've got room in your workbook to write down, what do you believe about yourself and the type of sleeper that you are? What do you believe about becoming a deep sleeper and someone that sleeps and wakes up feeling rested every night, that type of thing? So have a think about, tap a little bit more, use the workbook. There are other beliefs that are listed there that you may actually want to think about and see if any of them ring true. Think about when you may have started having sleep issues to see if there is an origin or a pattern. If it was an adult behavior that started, an adult belief system, and you slept fine as a kid, think back to where that changeover may have occurred. If you think back to your childhood and can genuinely remember still having sleep issues, perhaps you were a worrier as a child, perhaps you were anxious, or any other reason, there may well be wider work to be done with your tapping in order to teach the body that going to sleep at night is a safe place to be. If you feel that you do need support in that, of course, you can have a look in the workbook. There are organizations around the world that keep databases of EFT practitioners that are skilled and trained in and they're able to help and support you. And of course, if you need to reach out for individual recommendations, absolutely feel free to do that. So we want everybody sleeping well, and use the sleep track tonight if you haven't yet downloaded that and see what else comes up. Remember, even just 5 minutes tapping a day will teach your body a different regulation system. It will teach your body that calm is the new normal and that coping in life while you're asleep as well as while you're awake should absolutely be everybody's right. So I hope you enjoy the next one, which is the track on how to use tapping for sleep behaviors.